You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
This week, Auckland Council is facing scrutiny as Council Chief Executive Phil Wilson investigates the liquidation of a company owned by Chief of Staff Jaswant Singh. His property company, which called in for liquidation in June, has no assets and owes sole creditor in land revenue just under $560,000. In other news, Auckland Council is reinvigorating calls for stronger powers under the Dog Control Act, as community leaders report a crisis of abandoned and roaming dogs across Auckland. Both the local council and community organisations like SPCA are urging the central government to take action and support on-the-ground efforts with legislative change. As well, a recent survey has found that local alcohol policy changes enacted at the end of 2024 have had a positive impact in Auckland. But one community advocate believes the council should not be complacent about improving policies to make the community safer against the harms of alcohol. I spoke with Shane Henderson about all of these topics, starting with Singh's company liquidation. I wanted to get started with this story this week about mayoral executive Jaz Singh, who owns a property company in liquidation owing $560,000 to Inland Revenue. The issue is currently being investigated by council executives. In your view, is there a level of responsibility or accountability that ought to be placed on Mayor Wayne Brown with relation to this incident?
No, well, the mayor has been really clear that he hadn't actually heard of that investment company or received any advice about this at all. It's something that, you know, employees will do in their own personal time and have their own personal affairs. So, no, look, I don't think it has anything to do, frankly, with Mayor Brown or actually with the council. I think it's sort of personal matter for Jazz to handle.
What are your thoughts on the assertion by Councillor Karen Leone that this case demonstrates that current leadership of Auckland Council is financially irresponsible?
Yes, as politely as I can, I would challenge that. Look, in terms of how staff conduct their private affairs and their dealings, that's not for politicians to comment on, frankly. I don't think it's any of my business, and it doesn't reflect on the public finances at all. It's something that, you know, we all have different personal finances and personal things going on in our lives. You know, and I have a degree of empathy with, you know, some of the situation must be very tough, right? And people have friends and families and all this kind of stuff. So, look, it's not for me to comment on staff and what they're doing. So, look, I would sort of politely push back on that.
I'll let that go in terms of I'm sure they're investigating that and they'll work through all those issues. I'll move on to my next topic. Can you explain what some of Auckland Council's proposed changes are for the Dog Control Act?
Yes, so Auckland Council's calling on the government to sort of allow us to have stronger powers under the Dog Control Act. And I think that's a really fantastic move. I actually visited the Henderson de-sexing unit on the concourse, and they're doing a fantastic job. And look, council's invested $5.9 million additional funding to support animal management because there's huge issues out there with council's abilities to detain dogs following an attack. And there's legislative things that need to be changed so that we actually have more powers to detain dogs. For example, serious dog attacks, a lot of them happen in the family home, especially when we're involving children, and go unreported to the council. So if we had the ability to intervene and put measures in place to prevent attacks through things like mandatory reporting, that'd be a fantastic idea. And so I'd really support our efforts there, and I'd urge the government to help us out so that we can keep our community safe.
You've mentioned a little bit here, but in public discussion, I've seen that there's a bit of confusion about where exactly the responsibility lies in terms of addressing this issue and ensuring that the community is safe with roaming dogs or with dogs in general. I just wanted to ask, in your view, what do you think is the council's role as opposed to the role of dog owners themselves and community organisations to address this issue?
Yeah, totally. Councils actually work with community organisations on this. To, you know, pick up roaming dogs, to investigate attacks as best we can and stuff. But we need measures such as fencing requirements for dog owners. That's something that we could look at. Allowing councils to set our own de-sexing policies and actually to improve our ability to detain dogs, like I said earlier. Those are things that we don't have because, goodness, the Dog Control Act is from 1996, so we've got to be careful with it because it's a bit of an antique, right? There's nearly 30 years there. We could update that and improve council's ability to sort of fix this issue, because it is a growing issue year on year. So just urging, as I said, urging the government to help us out.
Finally, my last topic is about Auckland's local alcohol policy. It's been about 6 months since changes were made to this policy. What effect do you think these have had for the community?
Yeah, look, it's been a roaring success, frankly. There was an online survey that Alcohol Health Watch ran, and Aucklanders reported that their neighbourhoods were quieter, safer and cleaner since the policy came into effect. There's been fewer incidents of people getting hammered and causing trouble on the streets. Parks and reserves are tidier. That was always a big bugbear of ours as sort of local representatives. And actually, in terms of off-licenses as well, no breaches have been reported by off-license holders. So honestly, it's been a roaring success, and it's been really great. So look, that's the big news story, I think, is that a successful policy has really been enacted here, and communities are responding really well to it.
Do you agree with the assertion made by Dr. Grant Hewison, a lawyer who works with Community Against Alcohol Harm, that the council should be seeking to review and update the local policy to address ongoing harms ahead of the end of the two-year freeze period in 2026?
Yeah, look, this is an awful answer because I'm kind of conflicted. So there's only so much I can do. I don't actually take part in the decisions around the local alcohol policies. But what I would say just generally is that, yeah, we should always be looking to review these policies to make sure that they work and look at any tweaks that are required and demanded by communities. So we need to be responsive as a council. So, you know, that would be my answer, I think.
Do you think that there's any more that Auckland Council should be doing to ensure that local policy around alcohol consumption remains beneficial for Auckland's population, balancing community safety and just freedom and lack of restriction, I suppose?
Yeah, I think there is a balance there. I think you're exactly right, because things like alcohol, I suppose, have an economic development and economic activity element to this. But we need to make sure, for example, that public education is always used, and council, I think, will always have a role to play in that, so that harmful behaviours are not exhibited, that everybody is staying safe, and that, you know, we're attacking things like the road tolls and drink driving. Those are things that we all have a responsibility to play to address those negative behaviours. So, yeah, it is a bit more of a complicated picture, but definitely things that council can do to keep our community safe and keep them informed about some of the dangers with some negative behaviour.
That was Shane Henderson on Chief of Staff Jaz Singh's property business liquidation, changes needed for the Dog Control Act, and Auckland's local alcohol policy.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.